Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Hi, everybody, and thanks for tuning into the show. Today is January 14th, 2021, and the year is well underway. I hope everyone is staying healthy and safe so far this year. No guests on today's episode, but I do have some exciting guests lined up and will be joining the show in the coming weeks. But until then, here are some updates. Arizona Snow Bowl continues with snowmaking operations, and I get the feeling that new runs like Volcano and North Star will be open for business this weekend. I was up there this morning for the daily uphill punishment with my buddy Dominic, and those two runs look good to give her. So look forward to that. And hey, talking about things to look forward to, there's snow in the forecast. Usually when I see snow in the forecast, I can't help but be a little bit skeptical, but it's still exciting to see. So until then, pray for snow. Uphill travel continues to be open daily, so if you're like me and want to start the day by getting the heart pumping and the legs burning before sunrise, then get your skis and, in the words of James Brown, get on up. Follow the links in the show notes for uphill travel info. Low tide continues in the backcountry, so touring around the peaks remains a no-go. I shared a lift with a fellow by the name of Bill that ventured into the inner basin last week and reported back with less than good conditions. In fact, I think his exact word was terrible. So there's that. But not to worry, because my annual Snow Chaser Summit kicks off in a few weeks when I will be traveling in search of the powdery good stuff that the San Juan Mountains of Colorado has to offer. So stay tuned for videos and photos from that trip on the Steep Angle website. That reminds me, I should probably test my airbag before the trip. The heavy forecast for the region so far is the pesky persistent slab problem notorious throughout the San Juans, with hazards of possible likelihood with small to large consequences on northwest to eastern aspects below, at, and above treeline, and southeast aspects above treeline as well. So we will limit exposure and vulnerability by sticking to a mellower, safer terrain. Either way, it's probably not a bad idea to start testing that airbag. Public service announcement. If you're venturing into the backcountry with your skis or snowboard, then learn how to travel in avalanche terrain. Get the gear, get the training, keep learning, and stay out of harm's way. Well, that's it for this week, but before I let you go, I leave you with another story involving a skier, a famous actress, murder, and scandal. So come, sit by the fire, and take a listen. On the afternoon of Sunday, March 21st, 1976, after a training session at Aspen Highlands Ski Area, this male athlete came home and, while preparing to shower, was shot in the bathroom by his then-girlfriend. The girlfriend claimed that the gun discharged accidentally, shooting her boyfriend in the abdomen, which led to significant blood loss before the ambulance arrived. He died on the way to the hospital with his girlfriend by his side. The girlfriend was later charged with the shooting and was arrested by Pitkin County Sheriffs. During her trial, she stuck to her claim that the shooting was purely accidental, but the cocaine in her blood at the time, plus diary entries suggesting that her relationship with her boyfriend was decaying, blanketed the girlfriend with a cloud of suspicion. In addition, after an autopsy of the boyfriend's body showed signs of injuries that were inconsistent with the girlfriend's claim of an accidental shooting. Eventually, the jury charged the girlfriend with criminal negligence, and she was charged with a fine and sentenced to 30 days in jail. So who was this woman? The woman was singer, actress, and Andy Williams' ex-wife, Claudine Longe, and her boyfriend was the attractive and charismatic world pro skier Vladimir Peter Savage Jr., more famously known as Spider Savage. And whether his death was truly accidental or a crime of passion is a mystery and scandal that will forever be lost to time. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Stay tuned for some of the exciting guests that will be joining the show, but until then, stay healthy, stay calm, and fill your life with joy.